This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actor Jussie Smollett is apologizing to the Empire cast and crew, but reports are he's also still proclaiming his innocence amid allegations that he staged an attack that he reported to police claiming it was a hate crime against him. He's now facing a felony disorderly conduct charge over the allegations he paid two brothers to stage the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary on that Fox show. And again, he still denies the charges. Democrats in the House will introduce a bill today to try to block the president's emergency declaration at the southern border, Trump declaring it last week to get money for a border wall after Congress wouldn't grant it. Democrats call the emergency declaration an overreach of presidential power. They're expected to introduce a bill today to terminate it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A Boston cop now being treated for gunshot wounds. Police Commissioner William Gross says he was injured during an exchange of gunfire during an attempted traffic stop hours ago.
We're actively canvassing the neighborhood for witnesses, video.
The officer is expected to recover. Police now say the alleged shooter is dead.
It was an accident in the pure sense of the word.
That's a district attorney near Syracuse who says the Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim does not appear to have done anything wrong when he struck and killed a man who was standing outside of a vehicle on a highway a few nights ago.
This is a black vehicle right in the middle of the roadway. Coach is on his way home and swerved to avoid crashing into it.
But D.A. Bill Fitzpatrick says there was no way to avoid the accident and no drugs or alcohol were involved. Record snowfall in northern Arizona, 31.5 inches since Wednesday night in Flagstaff. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Drug lord El Chapo's sons are now facing drug trafficking charges. Prosecutors are charging Joaquin Guzman Lopez and Ovidio Guzman Lopez with conspiracy to move drugs into the United States. They say the two conspired to import cocaine, meth, and marijuana into the U.S. from 2008 into last year. The Justice Department says they believe the brothers are currently living in Mexico. Their dad, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was convicted earlier this month on numerous drug trafficking charges after a lengthy trial in Brooklyn, New York. A major winter storm keeping the snow coming for more than 3 dozen states, and it's raising the risk of heart attacks for millions of Americans, according to the American Heart Association, which is warning cold temperatures and raised blood pressure from strenuous activity can be a dangerous combination for people that have existing heart conditions They're advising taking breaks when shoveling so you don't overstress your heart. And don't eat a big meal or drink any alcohol just before you go out shoveling. And 18-year-olds may soon be able to enter the NBA again. USA Today is reporting the league has formally proposed changing the draft eligible age from 19 to 18. The Players Association expected to now review that proposal at its post-All-Star break meeting on Monday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After all, we have a country to save, don't we? If we're going to do something about this country to get it back on track, it requires people of common sense and reason and courage. Sounds something like our founding fathers, right? Well, that battle has never ended. You know, Ronald Reagan said it's not anything that is passed in the bloodstream. It's not even in our DNA. It's just something that has to be passed on from one generation to the next, kind of like a relay race. And God forbid that somebody drops the baton, right? And, maybe you just heard a thunk. That's the problem, is that we have too many batons falling, because there are and have been ever since the great American experiment began. There were antithetical forces rising. It says, no, you can't do that. I mean, don't think it's always been roses and rainbows here. There has always been those forces that would work against what we would call, in common sense parlance, the greater good. Somehow the elite, somehow socialists, communists, Marxists, the isists and the isms, they have a better idea. And history has proven them wrong time and again. But that doesn't stop them. They just keep on coming. Because, like they always say, we just need more time and we need more money to get you all incarcerated and thinking like we want you to think, which is already happening in our academic institutions, other organizations, whether it's Facebook and that it is a bullying process. You know, I shared with you earlier in the week, a dear friend brought to my attention, that would be San Clemente Bob, brought to my attention that, he was driving around Southern California and noticed all these bumper stickers. You got the Bernie Sanders bumper stickers. You still got Hillary bumper stickers up there. And he thought, you know what? I approve of Donald Trump, and I can't put a Donald Trump bumper sticker on my car. If I do so, I do it at the risk of it getting keyed. And, running into problems, people yelling at me at parking lots or whatever. And this is what's happened. I mean, good people have been bullied out of their conscience, or they've said, we're going to set you aside. And you've heard me to speak of this often. I call it the spirit of invalidation. And that's what is running rapid here in our culture, is that if you don't think like me, you don't dress like me, you're not like me, you're invalidated, you're less than and disqualified. And that's what happens, whether it's, you know, through the Facebook and social media operations, any way that you can be measured. If you do not demonstrate to the status quo that you are in support of the quote-unquote status quo, then you're out. And then worse yet, as if you're not out, then you're drugged through, you know, through the streets of social media to make sure that you don't raise your head in that attitude and that kind of stinking thinking ever again. And people are bullied out. And so this is what's happening, you know, all across the country. So is it any wonder that, you know, people have had it with this, number one, and number two, that they continue to do it because they get away with it. And, you know, look at, on the Jussie Smollett case. You know, it's all conditioned. And everybody, you know, thinks, well, Trump's the worst guy ever. So as long as you say Trump, that's your get-out-of-jail card, you can do anything. Because you can blame it on Donald Trump. And even after a lot of the facts have come out, it's amazing how people still want to double down on this anti-Trump, let's blame Trump, you know, Charlie Brown kind of theory. And it's just so absurd. But maybe we have to go through this process and finally just take it to the absolute ridiculous where everybody says, well, enough of that stuff. You know, I don't want to hear about it anymore. And we just get back to laughing again and enjoying some comedy. I saw a video that Saturday Night Live had done, and this was a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was just last week, on blackface, and you got to see it. It's a hoot. So look it up, and it's funny because, you know, they're talking about, you know, blackface, and of course things, you know, that you immediately thought of, like, oh my goodness, you know, and you're thinking back, did I wear blackface when I was in high school? Were there pictures? All this kind of thing, and they do this whole spoof on it, and it's very funny. But, you know, in some parlances, people might be too sensitive about it. But I don't think it was irreverent. I just think it was funny. And that's, I think, is the problem that we have. Dr. Drew said the same thing, is that, you know, comedy is healing. And we need to have that expression and be able to laugh about ourselves because we get so wound up, you know, to such a degree that guys like Jussie Smollett comes out and presents this racial hoax. Now, we're going to be talking with a professor who has written a book on these hoaxes that you'd be surprised. I mean, this is going to shock you that he says just about, and this is a black attorney, by the way, okay? This isn't some, you know, white guy from the KKK. This is a black attorney who's and professor who has written about this. And he says just about every one of the publicized hoaxes that have hit the media have proven to be false. Wow. Think about that. But, you know, we don't hear a lot of apologies. We're certainly not hearing anybody backing off. Kamala Harris, you know, or Kamala Harris, however you want to say her first name, is, you know, she went from, oh, you know, this is a modern-day lynching. And then you've got Kirsten Gillibrand because, you know, hey, she's got to follow suit. So she's the same Cory Booker. Of course, you expect him to say that. Spartacus, another Spartacus moment he's grabbing for. You know, it's a modern-day lynching. Wow, that is really hard to hear. You know, that really rattles the nerves of all Americans, not just black America, not just white America, all Americans, when you bring it into that context. And when it's what makes it worse is when it isn't, then how do you heal that? And I got to tell you this, I am really proud of how many, and if I can say this, I you know me, I hate demarcating and hyphenating people, but for description purposes only, is the black community has taken exception to this. The leadership is stepping up and cautioning people as to, you know, what they say and what they're doing and what they, you know, by putting at risk others that really deserve the attention of the police and deserve justice when somebody takes advantage and hijacks what this is all about. This is unfortunate. And this is, of course, all being, you know, being discovered. You know, the lawyers and police are doing their due diligence on this. But it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good for Jussie Smollett. I mean, what was the headline? Liar? That they had in the newspapers there? In New York? Liar, they call him. In Chicago, I should say. Wow, that's pretty definitive. And, of course, after being arraigned, he goes to work and he tells his cast members, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Wow. Well, of course, the truth always finds a way out if we allow it to come out. Unless it's, forced to stay quiet. And we know many instances where that's taking place. We've got more coming up. Stay with me. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
These comments about the 25th Amendment and about wearing a wire have been a little bit distracting. But nevertheless, we were all operating under incredible stress. You know, you have to remember, Savannah, this came at an incredibly stressful time. To be fair, it was an unbelievably stressful time. I can't even describe for you how many things must have been coursing through the Deputy Attorney General's mind at that point. It is understandable. He was under an enormous amount of stress at the time. The point is the stress and the complexity of the issues that we were discussing at the time. I can't describe to you accurately enough the pressure and the chaos. So you can see that in those conditions, those incredibly stressful times, it was incredibly turbulent, incredibly stressful, and it was clear to me that that stress was impacting the Deputy Attorney General.
You know, it was interesting how much he talked about the stress. That's Andrew McCabe, of course, on his book tour. And, well, I got to tell you, I understand the publishers, on one hand, might be excited to see all the coverage that he's getting and all these book tours. But I got to imagine his lawyers are going, oi, excuse me, because with every word he speaks, it appears that he's digging a deeper hole for himself. And remember what he told President Trump, you know, when Trump met with him right after the firing of James Comey. You know, the president asked him, says, well, how's the environment there? He goes, well, it's fine, you know. And he went to Congress and said, hey, everything's under control. We're okay. Yada, yada. And now all of a sudden it's this very stressful time. So what was it? Is it stressful or was it, all under control? Because that's the way management works. You know, that you always, I mean, proper management operates in such a way that no one person is the most important person in any organization, that there is a chain of command that fills the void should anything like this occur. And it shouldn't have been a big surprise. I mean, they had to know. I mean, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton were calling for Comey's head back in the summer of 2016, if you'll recall. And the Republicans were still trying to figure out what was going on. So then President Trump now is elected, and supposedly this cabal between Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Bob Mueller, and the rest of the gang there at the FBI and the upper management who set all this stuff up, figured, wait a minute here, you know, we've got to protect this because Andrew McCabe had convinced himself that there was Russian collusion. Now, I am not convinced, you know, of course, we're not privy to know, and that's what they'll tell you, that you're not privy to know this is all, you know, top level secured, you know, security information. So you're not worthy of knowing those facts. But I can't help but be curious. I mean, how do you come out and talk about this and say that you're convinced that the president had been colluding with the Russians and that it was worthy of all the things that the FBI had done? Now, right now, based on what we know, you either blindly trust guys like Andrew McCabe, who've already lied, James Comey, who've lied, Bob Mueller, who is suspicious. In fact, John Milkovich, the senator out of Louisiana, who we had hoped to have on this morning, and something obviously has come up, but he would tell you that Mueller is not the Boy Scout that he's been made out to be. Just had a discussion with a gentleman the other day, and he just gave me the party line about Mueller. Oh, he's this great guy and, you know, and hero and everything. And, you know, I always find it suspicious when people have to tell you about how great somebody is and go on and on. I mean, you know, if there's a sentence like, oh, hey, look, this guy's an exceptional person, that's good enough. But when you start running down this litany of awards and what have you, then it gets to be a little suspicious for me. So then you check it out, as I did, and I run into John Milkovich, who happened to write a book, and he dug deep into Bob Mueller's past. And you realize, you go, Whitey Bulger, Pan Am 103, 9/11. This guy is in the midst of this stuff. And, I mean, in the midst of the stuff that is not good. It's not like he was the hero that found Whitey Bulger. He was there in Boston when Whitey Bulger was doing all this stuff. And there is there are dots that you connect there that somehow Mueller and the way justice can work is they will use anybody they can, good, bad, indifferent, for their end purposes. And Bob Mueller did that with Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger, meanwhile, was getting away with murder, as you know. Okay? Pan Am 103, he was involved in that investigation. Pan Am 103, on that plane, which few people realize, there were agents on that plane that had discovered a drug running scam that the FBI, CIA were involved in. And where that plane departed, that was one of the portals for the drug trafficking that was taking place. Now, these agents that were on the plane had the facts, Jack, as they say, with them. And there is reason to believe that that's why that plane was blown up. And you go, whoa, how did the bomb get on that plane? Well, because that particular destination or that portal was being utilized by our Justice Department to bring drugs into the country. So they had paid for that. They had set that up. So now whether it's drugs or a bomb, hey, we can get it on the plane, because they needed to get rid of that evidence that was on that plane with those agents. And the agent in charge, as you'll read in John's book, was he was a veteran. He was a commended veteran. Well, you know, had many awards and battle awards, you know, for his bravery and courage. But he ran across information that his own integrity said that he needed to blow the whistle on. And there was no way that was going to happen. And it was James Comey that led the investigation into the bombing. And one of the things that they did was make sure that that area was secured. And they went in and picked up the briefcase and the information relative to what would have been an incredible investigation exposure of our Justice Department doing this drug trafficking into the United States. So you start looking at these things and you go, okay, how much credibility do you want to give Robert Mueller? And on and on. And so here it is, and you listen to what Andrew McCabe is saying, and I don't know about you, but it's pretty scary when you think about how corrupt this was, that what they did to this elected president. And the president called him out. You remember, he called him out and he says, hey, my offices were wiretapped. And because he used the wrong terminology, they could claim that Donald Trump was an idiot and he didn't know what he was talking about. But guess what? We find out that he's more right than wrong. He may not use the exact words or the precise words that they do in justice parlance, in FBI and CIA parlance, but you get it. You know what they mean. And you know what he means. And you know what they've done. But, you know, for those of you that hate Trump, and no matter what, anything that is associated with this president, your mind cannot accept, you know, what is being done to our country. And understand this, ladies and gentlemen, as history will point out, if you allow them to do it to somebody else, it's a matter of time before it happens to you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actor Jussie Smollett is apologizing to the Empire cast and crew, but reports are he's also still proclaiming his innocence amid allegations that he staged an attack that he reported to police claiming it was a hate crime against him. He's now facing a felony disorderly conduct charge over the allegations he paid two brothers to stage the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary on that Fox show. And again, he still denies the charges. Democrats in the House will introduce a bill today to try to block the president's emergency declaration at the southern border, Trump declaring it last week to get money for a border wall after Congress wouldn't grant it. Democrats call the emergency declaration an overreach of presidential power. They're expected to introduce a bill today to terminate it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
America, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for America's Money Answers Man. We're talking Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always great to have you here. And real quick, we got lots of things to talk about, little tax surprise stuff, interest rates falling for especially a mortgage. You got a great plan, some great ideas to share with us. China trade, we got a deadline looming, a little bit more than a week away, they tell me. But before we get into that, just real quick, your response to Amazon's action, just saying, hey, look, it, we don't like the negative environment led by the socialist arm of the Democratic Party, and said, hey, look, at the deal's off.
Yeah, it was really badly handled, I must say, by the city. I mean, there's not a lot of companies that want to come in with 25,000 high-paid jobs.
Right.
And the multiplier effect was going to be something like 60,000 or 70,000 jobs for supplying them as well. So it's going to have a great positive economic impact. And not only that, but technology. I mean, New York is very reliant on the financial services industry, and this is a way of diversifying into technology in various ways. So it was just not handled at all well by the city. And to scare off such a major development as I think pretty much a scandal. And, you know, the mayor was behind it, the governor was behind it.
Right.
It was just some local activists who were worried about rents going up or something that scared away the biggest and the literally richest man in the world.
Yeah, and of course, the mayor was pointing fingers at Amazon, saying they walked away from the deal, that wasn't fair. But, you know, it takes two to tango here, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they didn't walk away. They said, let's go the deal with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
New York City was starting to want more stuff than they were giving the deal. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is a complete misconception, like Ocasio-Cortez said, you know, we were giving them $3 billion.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It was $3 billion in taxes they would not be paying over, like, 20 years after
right.
they'd created the jobs.
All the jobs.
It wasn't
as though
they were handed $3 billion in cash right now at all.
And all the tax benefit they would have gotten for all these new jobs in the marketplace.
The estimates are it would be about $25 billion that New York
right.
State would have gained in exchange for $3 billion in lower taxes over a long period of time. So
now tell me,
misconceptions.
Did her final paper for her economic degree, did she score an F on it or what?
Because I think so, yes.
Some of the
yes.
stuff she keeps coming up with, it's like,
well, the Green New Deal is we'll never have flights anymore. We'll be, yeah. you know, no cars, basically wipe out all kinds yeah. of industries, but at least we won't have the icebergs melting.
Yeah, and Cory Booker's making us all go vegan because of the flatulence of cows.
It's getting a little crazy out there, Bill.
Oh, you got to love it. Hey, look at it. We're not even here for 2020 yet. We're just warming up.
We are.
Hey, speaking of which, people are getting surprised by their taxes. I guess they I guess they forgot that they already got the break going in, but they felt the break should just keep on coming, huh?
So what happened is when the tax law, which was passed at the end of 2017, immediately went into effect in 2018,
mm-hmm.
people, if they didn't change their withholding, took home a little bit more money in their paychecks because the tax rates went down. So they got an immediate benefit.
Right.
But now they're finding that their refunds are either much smaller than they expected, or they're having to pay when they're expecting a refund. Lots mm-hmm. of people are having that experience.
Right.
So you have to look at the whole situation and change your withholding because there's different things going on. For example, if say you're in a high-tax state and you used to have these state and local income tax deduction and property tax deduction, and now that's been limited to $10,000, that's a huge deduction that you
sure.
lost,
right.
which means you're going to end up paying more in taxes, which means you should have to change your withholding
mm-hmm.
In order to account for that. And people did not do that, and they're being shocked. I think we actually talked about this in the fall, mm-hmm. saying this is what was going to happen now if people didn't save the withholding.
Right,
that's exactly what's happening.
Well, you know, tax planning, very, very important. And better to do when it's planning time, not reactive time, because then at this point, you know, you're not only dealing with the surprise, but maybe you've made some plans based on, you know, tradition. But
right. Well, also, for example, a lot of deductions that used to people have don't mm-hmm. have at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, I think something like 80% of taxpayers are actually going to take the standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's up to $24,000, which is fine, but that mm-hmm. means you don't get deductions for charitable contributions, for mortgage interest, for anything, basically.
Yes.
And that changes the whole game. So you really should take a look carefully now and change your withholding early this year so you don't get another shock next year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mortgage rates come down. I mean, who would have thunk? Well, who would have thunk? I mean, last time we talked to them when they were going up, we said, okay, well, this is the new normal. They're going to be climbing up, but they're now moving in a positive direction for, you know.
So the reason the mortgage rates are falling is that there are signs, particularly around the world, of economic weakness, particularly the trade battles with China
yeah.
and what's about to happen with Brexit in Europe. So things are slowing down around the world, and that means interest rates are coming down, which means for mortgages, either you can get a new one at a pretty good rate, below 4% on 30-year fix, something like
wow.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the 15-year, you know, maybe 3.5%, 4%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time to use a strategy to pay your mortgage off faster. I've mentioned this a long time ago. There's something mm-hmm. called mortgage optimization, where you use a home equity line of credit to pay down your first mortgage dramatically faster than you ever thought possible. You can pay off mm-hmm. a 30-year mortgage in about 5 or 6 years on your existing level of income using these HELOC. There's a website people can look at, find out more about that, which is truthinequity.com,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of take you through it step by step. I mean, you want to get out of debt as fast as possible, and you can do it if you have your money working for you every day instead of the bank, and that's what this mortgage optimization allows you to do.
Wow, what a great idea. take advantage. I mean, right now. So what does it look like? How long do you think this?
I think rates are going to keep falling here
because
of signs of economic. Now things could change if we get a major trade deal with China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That could reaccelerate growth and rates might start rising a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a March 1st deadline coming up here. And I would say we're not going to get a major trade deal in the next 10 days or so.
No.
And so that means I think rates are going to keep falling here, and it's a good time to be in the mortgage market, either buying a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage.
What do you think? We get a new deadline on the China trade deal?
If they make enough progress, then I think they can move the deadline out. But they're kind of holding this over. The trade talks is like the sword of Damocles.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I don't think the Chinese are willing to give. The Chinese have been willing to say they're willing to buy more U.S. agricultural goods and energy and things like that. They have not really made any major concessions on the major things we want, like
intellectual property,
technologies transfer, state-owned enterprises, all those kind of things. And we've been going at this since December 1st, and here we are coming up right to it. And they've had plenty of time to make concessions, and they really haven't in those areas. So I don't think we're going to get a deal by March 1st.
It's like somebody being fat, Jordan. You know, it takes you 20 years to get fat, and then one day you say, hey, I want to be skinny. It took you 20 years to get there. It ain't going to happen overnight.
Right. And this is the way they've been doing business for a long time. And they're used to it, and they like it.
Exactly. So why change a good thing?
Because they're going to have tariffs go up on them a lot. It's already hurting them. I mean, the existing
10%. I was going to ask you, what kind of pain is China undergoing right now?
A lot. Their stock markets have been down. Their exports are down. Their consumer confidence is down. I mean, they're an export-oriented economy, and those 10% tariffs have really taken a toll on them. And if they go up to 25%, that's going to take a really big toll on them, and they know that. So there's a real leverage that we've got over them, and I hope they concede. But right now I'm predicting that they are not going to concede enough and that the new tariffs will go into effect. That's really going to hurt them. It hurts us, too, because those tariffs ultimately are passed on to American consumers. That's who ultimately pays for it. So we both get hurt by these.
And how does the market respond?
Market would not like that at all. Right now the market's been pretty optimistic that there's going to be some kind of a deal, at least enough of a deal, to push out the March 1st deadline. If there is no deal, if the tariffs do go into effect, that is very, very negative for the stock market.
Right, without a doubt. Well, as far as everything else, you got Ocasio-Cortez promoting the new Green Deal that is rather dynamic. And, as Nancy Pelosi referred to it, the new Green Dream, I guess, or whatever. So...
I mean, it's sweeping. I mean, yes, I agree that global warming is a problem, but you don't completely ruin the economy worldwide to deal with it and stop people flying and stop people driving. I mean, these are major industries that she wants to basically wipe out, and we're all going to be commuting to work on high-speed trains or something. I mean, it's just all crazy when you get down to it.
Jordan Goodman, how can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
So they can always go to moneyanswers.com. I get emails from folks all the time, and always glad to help them.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Question. Do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, And it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live.
Somehow, I'm picturing Nancy Pelosi singing that to President Trump, huh? Does that kind of give you some comedic relief or maybe even the possibility? I mean, I'd love that, you know, and Nancy Pelosi just, hey, you know, meet me in the middle here. Why not? Hey, John Milkovich, we were able to get a hold of John. He was, what were you, were you arguing before the Supreme Court again? You always seem to be there with all the big guys and all those black belts and stuff like that.
Can I come up with a high sounding excuse, or do I have to admit I was just in the gym? I'm sorry.
That's okay. We all have to do that, but it's no problem. But I'm going to have you back so we can get you for the full amount of time that we need. But right now we've got about 10 and a half minutes to talk about, Andrew McCabe and his 60 minutes of fame here, John. By the way, John Milkovich, you heard me brag about him many times. He's an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of that book that we keep referring to, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. So let's talk about McCabe. He's selling books right now. And I was saying, you as an attorney, John, could appreciate that. His legal staff has got to be just, you know, cringing because he's out there, as you know, as an attorney, you don't want your client out there running their mouth because they can end up saying something that they didn't intend to say. And it can make it an uphill case and battle for his attorneys, right?
Look, number one, Andrew McCabe is not nearly as famous as Bill Martinez. Number two, this is a God thing.
Yes.
God is and number two, you're a pretty smart guy because you've been saying that this investigation was a scam, a fraud, an agenda for a long time, mm-hmm. a long time before many in the mainstream media were admitting it. And now Andrew McCabe has just, in the course of a 60 Minutes interview and one book, admitted what you and Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all you smart people have been saying for a long time. So, I mean, I'm smart after the fact. After it happens, I can say, you know. But, yes, this is what we can boil it down to, Bill, is that, yes, Rod Rosenstein was serious about wearing a wire on the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were lobbying the cabinet to make a finding that President Trump was unfit to serve and should be removed from office under the 25th Amendment. Yes, they have, McCabe has basically, as I understand it, acknowledged that there may have been a trick or a scam or a trap to say, okay, Mr. President, you can fire James Comey and then come right behind it and say, by the way, you're guilty of obstruction of justice for doing what we just said you could do.
Right.
And then fourthly, at least, they admit to one or more high-level meetings, as I understand it, of people in the DOJ, FBI, deciding whether they're going to allow President Trump to be president. And the last time I read the Constitution, Bill, there's nothing in there that says the president is going to be selected by, I quote, meeting of high-ranking officials in the Department of Justice and or FBI, unquote. It says he's elected by the people according to the constitutional apparatus of and mechanism of the Electoral College. So, yes, we knew you were really smart yesterday, and now after McCabe comes out, we may be calling you a political genius.
Well, you give me too much credit here because I think people could smell this out, you know, from day one. They saw what this was and as much insistence. You see, the media and everything, John, have given themselves away. You know, the latest report, 92-93% of the media reporting is all negative to Trump. They've been carrying the water on this deal. They have pigpiled on this dream and illusion that there was some sort of Russian collusion. That could be the only way that Donald Trump would have been elected. Now, common sense would tell you, because of the way that Vladimir Putin and the Russians had with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, why would they want to change horses? It just doesn't make sense, right? I mean,
oh boy.
I mean, yeah, hey, they got 20% of our uranium. I mean, they could have doubled down, got another 20, maybe 30%, you know.
No, you're absolutely right. They had a good deal going with Hillary. And of course, so number one, and this is the big picture, I don't want to lose sight of it, is I'm a simple guy, and I have to remind myself. Listen, yes, there was a conspiracy, a plot, a scheme to get rid of President Trump. Andrew McCabe helped us. He admitted it. He brought it, that conspiracy into full view of the American public. There's no denying it. There's no CNN talking heads trying to talk their way around this one. McCabe has just blown your cover, all you never Trumpers.
Right.
And look, it's constitutional to be a never Trumper. What's not constitutional is to fabricate evidence, destroy evidence, fabricate charges, and arrogate to yourselves power that you do not have under the Constitution to get rid of the president, which is what they did. So I'm glad that Andrew McCabe basically inadvertently, perhaps, shed the spotlight on this whole scam.
John, the insurance plan that they talk about, and this is one question that seems to be avoided. I have not heard Andrew McCabe answer that. Remember, Stroke and Page says, what Andy, when we were in Andy's office and we talked about this insurance plan. You've got the situation with Trump being elected president, but I'm also thinking that this was an absolute cover-up for Hillary Clinton, that they went through all these histrionics. And I don't know what the Clintons have, but they've got some incredible amount of power within the deep state to pull the levers to get the Justice Department to go full throttle into protecting her endlessly at every turn. So as much as this was about getting Trump out of office, because here we are, we're totally weary right now. I mean, we're coming to an end. It looks like maybe next week we'll get a we won't get a report, but FBI Director Bill Barr will get the report of the special prosecution. And, and then we'll find out what Bill Barr wants, really, because it's up to him. You know, he's not mandated to release the findings, but he may give us some sort of executive summary on it, and that's about it. But, if this comes out, which we suspect it will, and it'll be mostly flat, you know, Republicans are going to say, well, wait a minute. The big offense, the criminal offense that you guys repeatedly stepped over was what happened with Hillary Clinton. We need to revisit that. We need a special counsel on Hillary Clinton. The people are going to go, not another 30 million. No, we can't, you know, we can't do this. And we're too war weary after this. So I think they may have been able to accomplish, you know, all this cover for Hillary Clinton. What do you say? Do you think this is all part of it?
Oh, gosh, I can't improve on the way you said it. Yes, this was, let's get rid of Trump. Yes, this is, let's protect Hillary. And yes, this is about, has nothing to do with proof. It's all about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out.
Well, let me say this, John, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. The thing is that it's not only protect Hillary, it's protect Barack Obama, because Barack Obama was in the middle of this. You see, he right now is getting a pass. They don't want to touch Barack Obama. They don't want to bring him into this deal, because if you do, it's a racial deal, and you never liked Barack Obama, so you're attacking him. But he is in the middle. You know, they clearly in their text said, hey, the White House wants to know what's happening with all this. So it puts them right smack in the middle. Barack Obama had a false email, like false other things, and he was using the false email to communicate with Hillary Clinton on her server, on her email, that he knew was, you know, off campus.
Hey, this is. Yeah, it's all about politics. You're exactly right. Nothing but politics. And it seems one thing that's interesting in this whole big picture is that McCabe's public statements, when you fit McCabe saying, yes, we were going to wear a wire, yes, we were going to lobby the cabinet, yes, we were going to try to remove Trump under the 25th Amendment, yes, we were going to try to use Comey as a pretext to file obstruction of justice. Yes, we had high-level meetings where we were going to decide who the president is. And you combine that with Strzok and Ms. Page sending texts back and forth saying we've got a plan to get rid of the president, or Donald Trump, in case he gets. And then let's add one more layer. The appointment of Robert Mueller, who's ethically the least qualified person, one of the least qualified persons in American law enforcement to investigate the president of the United States. You put all that together, how can anyone credibly deny that there was a plot to remove President Trump legally or illegally?
And again, you bring up Robert Mueller, and I mentioned this earlier, John, and I direct everybody to your book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. What you have been told and what has been reported by the mainstream media about Robert Mueller is propaganda. When you read John's book, with all the research and the stories, whether it's Pan Am 103, 9/11, the BBC scandal, or BCC scandal, right? And, you know, it just goes on and
the mass destruction.
Whitey Bulger. And in the middle, the common denominator of obstruction and some really smelly stuff is guess who?
Robert Mueller.
Your one and only Boy Scout.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Bill. It was absolutely no coincidence that Robert Mueller was handpicked to go after President Trump, because they could count on him to do their you know, crooked operation. And he's been called upon by both of the Bushes. He stood down, looked the other way while the Clintons were doing the real Russian collusion, and he was called upon by Obama. So
right.
He's connected to the last four presidents.
And he's involved. He was involved in the uranium exchange with Russia, was he not?
Well, and Dr. Corsi really does a brilliant job of breaking that down. And
exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. John, to be continued. Always welcome back, and we'll be talking again. John Milkovich, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wire...